days come from one day. That much you must know. You cannot change what's over, but only where you go. One way leads to diamonds, one way leads to gold, another leads you.
Today is Wednesday, October 1st, 2008. My name is Elizabeth Peter. Hope you're all doing really well and happy as can be at this amazing time on our journey. And I chose this pilgrim song to kind of emphasize today's topic of our journey here on the fifth night. And the title I chose, I know, is probably puzzling you, the journey to the top. What top are we journeying to? Anyhow, my mission statement is simple. Let us focus on sharing joy, oneness, abundance, and gratitude, and self-awareness at all times. Let's be ethical and use intuition, not fear. As I do at the beginning of each show, let's begin with our abundance intent. Take a deep breath and focus on our third eye. Abundance intent. I focus on the holy high self within as the only source of my prosperity. I know this inner presence as the only activity in my financial, personal, health, career, fill in the blank affairs, as it is the substance of all things visible. I trust in the principle of abundance in action within as without. And so it is. Today, dear friends, as always, I would like to encourage you to call in any time. I invite your questions. I also have a lot of time for free readings today. So feel free to call in and ask me anything you would like about your own journey. We have a lot to discuss again, but I will only take as long as I need, and we can just continue at a future time. There is no pressure whatsoever. Let's just enjoy ourselves and not get stressed out about anything. I gave this title to today's show because we are accelerating, and that was actually the topic of our last show with Barbara Hand-Clow. We talked about how we are on a highly accelerated time period right now in the galactic age on the fifth night. And so this is a time in which stress really starts to set in. If we haven't seen stress yet, we are seeing it now. And so we need to check out some areas here as to how we are adapting to the acceleration, to this race to the top, to enlightenment. And we are really at the very dawn of the sixth day, since we're just a month away from the next day on this galactic journey, and that is the sixth day starting on November 12th. But before November 12th comes, there is this dark spot of the fifth night. And again, I would like to just refer to Carl Kalman, who wrote in the book The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, that I will be quoting a lot from today. Toward the end of the fifth night, as we reach into the fourth world, around August 15th of 08, things will begin to move much more smoothly for those who seek the enlightened path. At that point, some minor expressions of the next and final universal age will have already begun to manifest. And I totally understand that if you yourself do not feel any of that, you don't resonate with this message whatsoever. All you feel is stress and panic and fear, some people call it they are just in a state of frozen fear. Well, I would like to bring a message to those of you because I feel compelled to calm you about this. The reason we are in this state of stress at the moment is because the acceleration of consciousness doesn't stop. However, the mind that has been in charge for the last hundreds of years, the dualistic mind that a lot of psychiatrists talk about, has been ruling our world. And our mind is kind of limited. It's limited. It works at 24 frames per second, kind of like when you're watching a video or a movie. Your mind can only perceive the movement of a movie at 24 frames per second. If this movie would have been speeded up, even at 25 frames per second, you would see this blimp of light passing through. You wouldn't be seeing the actual pictures because our mind can only perceive pictures one after the other, like little frames of pictures. And so it is limited. It's a tool. And we were made to believe that our mind is really what we are. Some people totally identify with the mind because we live in this Western world that is ruled by the mind. However, the news is that based on the Mayan calendar, the mind that we were so accustomed to is not really what's headed for enlightenment here. It's us humans with our consciousness, because consciousness does not have a speed limit. So we are coming to a juncture here where the mind has a problem with this speed of consciousness. I hope you can really understand this, and if you read the book, it will be made very clear in that. And also, if you watch a wonderful free video by Ian Lungold on Google Video, who explains this phenomenon so incredibly beautiful, I urge everyone to keyword in Ian Lungold, L-U-N-G-O-L-D, into Google Video and take the time to really understand this. It will serve you so much to understand the stress that we are all in and we're really struggling to get through. Yes, we are on the journey to enlightenment into the final phase, the ninth level of consciousness, which is called the universal age. It is the age of intuition or co-creation. And right now, during this galactic age that started in 1999, we're still in the age of ethics, only because ethics is necessary for us to cleanse ourselves, so to speak. I interpreted it such that you cannot become intuitive, purely intuitive, until you are completely ethical. And it is a difficult journey, but, you know, a lot of us have gone through the majority of it already because 5 days and five nights already passed. We only have the final two, the 6 day, 6 night, and the 7th day left of this galactic age. So the journey to the top, how do we see this age of intuition, since there is no messages on the wall anywhere in mainstream media, in anywhere that you could even read about intuition? In fact, the word intuition is a word of taboo. It's a dirty word. It's never barely ever used. A wonderful example that Ian Lungold uses is sports. Just imagine our highly, highly paid athletes who are admired for their speed and skill when they're on the field playing whatever sport you can think of, let's say football or the fast game of basketball. We admire them and we pay them high amounts of money because they take us into this fast pace. We call it intuition, but the sports people call it the zone. There have been other names given to it. It also is called the flow. Some books have been written about being in the zone or being in the flow. But really, truly, it should be called intuition because that is what it really is. We are headed into that fast-paced time of intuition, telepathic intuition. And so our technology and the powers to be that still are in charge, so to speak, they've been implementing, trying to figure out what everybody's thinking and doing and saying. You know, they've been trying to impose this wiretapping technology onto us because really they're doing us a service. They're trying to find out what everyone is doing and thinking because we must really reach this level of highest ethics. And when you don't have anything to hide, those who don't have anything to hide anymore, who don't have any more secrets left, they will be able to exercise pure intuition. And you may say, gee, you know, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm ready for this. And I can totally understand it. And you know, it is a personal choice for all of us. Kalaman doesn't say we all will reach this level of enlightenment by 2011 or 2012, but we will all be given that opportunity. And we are given that, certainly the task, to become as ethical as possible at this time. So, you know, he again talks about the fifth night being the end of manufactured lack. We are working through that phase at the moment. We could see monumental transformations as the age of powers are clashing with the age of ethics. The age of powers, what he calls, is the national or the planetary age that lasted from the 1700s up until just recently, 1999. And since it was dominated by the mind, the Western mind, the left brain of the mind, it is the most difficult place for many, many of us here in the West to get through this shift of consciousness. As the Age of Ethics began in 1999, it actually completes in February of 2011. This age is only 12.3 years long. The next age, the final age, is only 260 days long. So we have a lot of task, a lot of work that was put to us by creation. Creation, as he puts it, is the source of all knowing. The flow of creation is the source of all knowing. We will be all in the knowing. Intuition is all knowing. We will know everything about our journey and everything about everybody else's journey. And so we will be able to communicate without any physical devices like what I'm doing right now through the radio, through television, radio, cell phones, anything else. We will be communicating through telepathic communication. That is our journey to the top, dear friends. What an amazing journey this is. So if you're still stuck thinking about the place we're in right now with the physical world, with the material world, with the money world, it is precisely because this world cannot handle this fast acceleration of intuition. When the mind is being sped up so fast and it has to process thousands and billions of images and it's faced with so many decisions to make, our decision making has been sped up to a point where it's almost impossible for us to make decisions about anything, even little small things. That's when stress sets in. According to Hans Seyer, who was the psychiatrist who came up with the word stress in 1946, humanity did not even know what stress was prior to the 1940s or earlier times. This is a brand new phenomenon. After the 1940s, the stress increased and increased and increased as consciousness is increasing and accelerating, especially after we got into the new age of the galactic age after 1999, it accelerated 20 times more. So our poor mind is like going into this fight and flight status as the only place it can go at this juncture, and it panics. And it creates all these boogeyman scenarios, the terrorist scenarios, and everything is dangerous, the environment is dangerous, other people are dangerous. It creates the duality between good and evil, and this is evil and this is good. And because stress is really caused by the uncertainty of our mind. Peace of mind is created by certainty. So therefore, certainty equals peace of mind. The mind cannot do its job if it's not certain of something. Anyhow, so our mind has a problem. Because this acceleration is not going to stop, as I mentioned earlier, our intuition, the age of intuition, is just a few years ahead. Consciousness does not have a speed limit, but our mind has a speed limit. Our mind speed limit is 24 frames per second. What's going to happen to our mind? Our mind is a tool, like our tail was millions of years ago. Humanity came from a long distance of evolvement. Creation came from 16 billion years of evolvement on this planet. So our tail is gone. We didn't need it anymore. We became, you know, humans who started walking on 2 feet, and we didn't even use our hands to walk on anymore. We became, I don't know the biological word for it, but anyway, we're walking on 2 feet. No need for the tail. Similarly to that, the evolution of our creation now is going to leave the mind behind. It's literally going to be left behind, people. And if you want to stick in that phenomenon of using your mind and using the three-dimensional world as it is right now, it is like a resistance. And so that resistance is going to be smacked. If any resistance is put up by the previous age, such as the Age of Powers, right now what we're seeing, they're putting up a tremendous resistance to keep things as they are, keep the status quo, keep our money system, keep our government system, keep all these systems that was put in place by force, by sheer oppression. That forceful, oppressive power structure has to go because it's a construct of our mind, of the dualistic mind. I don't know if I can explain it as well as Kahneman can or Ian Lungold can, but it is what we're going through. I can resonate with that, and I know many of you can resonate with that, but many cannot. I get letters and emails from people who are extremely frustrated. They want to shoot the messenger. It also creates conflict between friends, family members, coworkers, because people are so upset, and they do take this out on each other. And if they see someone who is calm and collected and who just wants to go with the flow, they bug that person because they don't understand, why is this person so calm? Here I am going nuts. My mind is going crazy. Why isn't this person doing the same thing? Well, this is the simple qualifier, is that we just have to be. This whole information I'm trying to share with you over and over on my radio shows is that we really have nothing else to do but just to be. We need to just accept the acceleration, kind of like when you're driving in your car at 90 miles per hour on the highway. You do not start thinking about all kinds of other things, or maybe call and chat with somebody, or try to make some serious decisions, because you have to really focus on the speed that you're going with. Otherwise, you're going to hit somebody. And so this is really the message I'm trying to really get out. If you put up resistance to this acceleration, it will be painful. And so it's best to just flow, go with the flow, because our universe is really a holographic universe of conscious projection that is projecting this beautiful acceleration for us and prepares us to be co-creators, to be enlightened beings and co-creators with the higher dimensional creators that created us. So it is a phenomenal time right now, and yet the final stage that we're getting into is still up to us. We do have some free will in this, and that choice is very, very simple. Are you going to go with the enlightened path of just let go of this mind, the dualistic mind and its creations, and just enjoy the pure bliss of intuition, or stick with the three-dimensional world and its creations and experience tremendous pain? This is really a difficult choice to make, but I believe that as we move forward and forward and forward, especially into the sixth day, we will see more hope and more light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. I feel like we're in the darkest part of the tunnel at the moment. There's these decisions being made about our financial future, about the money system, which was already predicted by Kahneman that at this juncture on the fifth night, we will see the money system basically collapsing on their own weight. They are right. The planetary system of 250 years is ripe, like an apple on the apple tree, and it cannot be held back. When something is ripe, it has to fall on its own weight and rot. He says in the new galactic age, the galactic age is ready to assert itself in such a way that the left brain hemisphere of Western dominance will be seen as a thing of the past. Kahneman divides our hemispheres, our world hemisphere, into Western and Eastern, kind of like our brain has two hemispheres, and in the center is the World Tree, and the World Tree goes approximately straight through where Europe, Central Europe, is located, and of course the central part of Africa, where Jerusalem is located. And so he says this left brain hemisphere, Western dominance, will be seen as a thing of the past. People all over the globe are realizing that they are living in a new reality. Many old hard-to-die values are forgotten or collapse on their own. And so the power system that we're busy building, the age we are in now, the age of powers, are scrambling to hold on to their power and want to make sure that they take down as many with them as they possibly can. However, the fourth world that just entered our consciousness on August 15th, it downloaded amazingly beautiful, peaceful energies into every single one of us, which has replaced the fear, the violence, and whatever fear constructs the mind of, you know, that constructs this fear of, oh, these people are evil and we need to go and kill them. This whole idea is becoming more and more faded and obsolete in the masses of humanity. I'm not saying everyone feels that way right now, but a lot more and more do. And as that overlays, overshadows the previous age of the powers of the planetary age, the new age is starting to take, and it's shifting. And this, we're feeling that shift. It's like when a train is shifting over to another track. And that is, for some, a most painful experience. People who are, you know, attached to their material belongings, to money, to houses and things, and emotions, you know. Let's not forget emotions, drama. Emotional dramas, they will have the hardest time accepting this. So, you know, as Kalaman predicted in his book that he wrote in 2004, or maybe even sooner, he says this will mean not only a major downturn in the current economy, but more like a total collapse of the international monetary systems and the beginning of the end of quantitative abstraction of values mediated by the left brain, meaning the abstraction of debt systems. You know, they created these products called debt, you know, your credit cards. These are products that came out of nowhere, that came out of nothing. There is nothing behind it. It's a product, like a washing machine. And so these products, you know, if you feel extremely attached to that and extremely worried about how much debt you still have to pay, this is going to be a painful process because it's basically an illusion. All these creations of the mind were illusions. And the ancient Eastern philosophers kept on reminding us of that for many, many, many centuries. And of course, a lot of people in the West could not pay attention to it. So according to Kalaman, all the wisdom from the East is starting to permeate the world at this point because the Eastern Hemisphere is gaining momentum as the Western Hemisphere is losing momentum. And so, again, going back to the peace of mind phenomenon, when you are in the knowing about something, when you know how to drive a car, you have more of a peace of mind. When you first learn how to drive a car, you don't know where everything is. You have to pay attention to a gazillion things. You don't have peace of mind. You're in a state of panic. And so this is where our mind is right now. We're moving into a peace of mind, into certainty, into the knowing. In fact, all indigenous people live with a peace of mind. They do not have this problem. They do not have the problem of the money system falling. Certainly, the Indians in the Amazon and other indigenous people around our world who still live in the regional underworld, by the way. We're still on the seventh day of all the previous underworlds on the Mayan calendar. And so we're still completing every step of those, the regional, the cellular, still can pinch ourselves and feel our cells are alive. We're still kind of finishing up the tribal age. There are a lot of countries out there who still want to live like tribal people. Then the national, which is the national identities of certain countries, are very nationalistic. We are on the seventh day of that. After that came the cultural age. We're still, you know, using culture, music, art, the law that was created by the Age of Reason. It's still there, but everything is sort of fading into this final, as I called it, the finale of the final symphony finale, where everything is played out more, sometimes in a more loud, more incoherent way. It's sort of like this, everybody banging their drums at the same time kind of way. And that's the acceleration, that the acceleration of our consciousness is creating this noise. As we are speeding up, we will be seeing more and more of that. So how do we surf this acceleration? We really have to be like surfers, you know, on the wave of consciousness, on the flow of consciousness. And the better you know you are in the knowing about your purpose here on Earth, your knowing about who you are, your own truth, the better it shines through, the more you're in your dharma, like the Vedics say, your life purpose called dharma, the better you can get through the acceleration. And so that's why I keep urging everyone I get in contact with, stay in your purpose. Stay in your own truth. Do not follow anybody else's truth. Do not get attached to anything that is transcendent, like this mind construct of the money world, the financial world, because it will be overrun by the age of intuition very, very shortly. When Barbara Hand-Clough comes back on the show on November 19th, we will revisit this whole idea about how it will look for us in the next coming sixth day that starts on November 12th. And I'm really looking forward to her interpretation of that idea, because although Kalaman talks about that in great detail, and she talks about that in the Mayan code in beautiful detail about Christ consciousness, angelic energies downloaded into us, Kalaman believes that not every single one of us will accept that Christ consciousness, the world of love and acceptance and oneness. Only those who really want to go with that, the most loving humans on this planet, will accept this energy. And of course, they will want to share it with as many around themselves as possibly, you know, as humanly possible. And I think that's what I'm doing, you know. I feel like I'm a student teacher who was given this task back a few years ago to speak this to whoever wants to listen. I mean, I am not really getting anything monetarily out of this. In fact, I'm paying for it myself with my time, with my preparation. And yet, it's the most amazing thing that I could possibly think of doing right now with my time. And, you know, and I don't know if I myself will be in the position of enlightenment when the time comes. We will only know this probably at the very last juncture, like at that very top moment on October 28, 2011. That is when the big moment arrives. And so where we are right now is still at the dawn. In fact, the dark before the dawn. It's a very dark time. And this is why I wanted to devote this entire show to this darkness, because as the Pilgrim Song by Enya says, Pilgrim, are you going to be attached to gold and emotions and other unconscious behaviors and miss this opportunity to go within and become enlightened? That is really the question we're all being put to. And of course, there are lots and lots and lots of us out there and within. I know I have those issues with unconscious behaviors that the mind makes us choose rather than accept this acceleration to become co-creators. And so interestingly, as I talked on another show about comparing this acceleration to The Secret, when The Secret came out in just in time, remember there's always a solution presented to us just the day before the darkness hits. And that was when the worldwide phenomenon of The Secret appeared, which was just a reminder of the ancient teachings of many of the wise teachers before us that told us that, you know, we will be co-creators. Hey, you can do whatever you desire. You will have immense amounts of choices as humans to choose whatever path you want. And so this acceleration process is preparing us to be just that, to fulfill that process of co-creation. And yet, you know, a lot of people think we can already do that now, and maybe some do. I don't argue that. There might be many, many out there who use The Secret as of now, and they are capable of completing everything they want to do. But remember, that is possible. Perhaps they're using it to get monetary abundance or, you know, other physical abundance things, but not necessarily become as co-creative yet as we will be after we reach the universal age during the entire year of 2011, between February of 2011 to October 28th of 2011. At that juncture, intuition will be the only driving force. No more physical powers will be present. No more mind construct oppressive powers that will be keeping us down from the acceleration. That will be the thing of the past. It will be over and done with. And so what we're having right now a conflict in is this trying to get away from the powers, the mind constructs of the powers, the money systems, the government systems, all these systems that were put on us, you know, kind of like cages to keep us under observation, you know, in slavery in some way. And we actually thought we were quite free, you know, especially in the Western world. We were always told, hey, you're free. You're a free person. You can freely do whatever you want. Well, we were free to shop. We're still free to shop, except we don't have any money to shop with anymore. And so we're starting to wake up that we are not really free. And so what happens now is very important that we don't panic and we don't use fear and whatever fear makes us do, usually not good things, to try to stay in that mind construct world of powers. And this will be difficult. It will be difficult, and it is extremely difficult for a lot of us, a lot of people. And my compassion goes out to everyone. You know, one of my clients asked me, "Well, don't you think poverty sucks?" And I said, "No, I think that I just want to suck joy out of life. It's the other way around." poverty is, again, a mind construct. We are not poor. We have abundance, tremendous abundance. We just have to activate it. And when you activate it, then your mind kind of gets left behind. And then you are in certainty. It's that, again, the certainty of the knowing that you now trust your own intuition. You trust your own truth. When you reach that point, then you're on your way. Then you're in alignment with this wonderful intuition. And so that was my message about that. And of course, you know, we're still humming along in the age of ethics. But remember, the difference between the age of ethics and, let's say, the age of morals, you know, morals have been used as a blanket solution to spontaneous situations. Under morals, you can commit all kinds of evil acts because it will be just, you know, your mind says, well, you know, I can do this because this person is evil. I can kill this person because this person is evil. It's the moral majority's decision to do so. Whereas the difference between that and ethics really only shines through from a very, very tiny laser point within yourself. It's this deepest point within you that is a spontaneous solution to a spontaneous situation. Just like this example I was giving about driving a car at 90 miles per hour, when you're driving at that speed, you can only rely on, you know, spontaneous moments passing by in a extremely spontaneous way. You cannot moralize about, you know, am I turning left or right? Is this a moral decision? You're just spontaneously go where your intuition tells you to go. And this is true for people who are in the flow or in the zone, when they are in sports or when you do extreme sports. Some people choose to do these extreme sports because it puts them into that state of spontaneous action. That's why we see our kids doing, you know, skateboarding, snowboarding, windsurfing, all these incredible sports that speed you up. It actually is a state of meditation for you to get your mind out of the way. There's a lot of meditation techniques out there. You can do so many things to almost like entrain yourself into becoming in one with your intuition, in your inner self. And the more we do it, the more entrained, the more familiar we will get with this phenomenon, and the less we will worry about the mind construct world. In fact, my great hope, and I always talk about this, is our youth, because our youth, the younger the better, the more in tuned and more aligned they already are. They are born with that kind of a speed. Of course, we old folks, you know, it's harder for us to get out of our mind, so to speak, leave our mind behind, because that's all we knew most of our lives. Even though our baby boom generation, of course, have experimented with intuition back in the 60s and 70s, and that was sort of like a preview for our generation to sort of get used to that. When the time comes, we will be able to get back into that mindset again, so that we will not have to be so stuck in the planetary age, in this imposition of our planetary age. I know I threw a lot of information at you right now, and I'm not sure if I'm really making much sense with it, but I hope it resonates with some of you, and I was hoping that there would be some calls, but if not, perhaps You can re-listen to this on the archives. Really, folks, we are going into the age of co-creation, the final age of the unitary age, the universal age, in which everything happens telepathically. We can even probably transport ourselves telepathically. It's being done right now. There's probably a lot of that going on right now, teleporting certain, you know, cells or smaller structures. But I think that once the acceleration of consciousness gets to that point, we will be at a point where we can telepathically transport ourselves as well. And that again ties in with the Christ consciousness, what Christ talked about, that, you know, we will be able to do what he is doing. And that was what the resurrection was about. You know, he basically left and came back. Although I believe, or many believe, that he wasn't able to finish his message, his teachings have been interrupted. But yet he left enough information for us to ponder on and remember 2,000 years later that this is what his teaching was really about. It wasn't about creating dogmas and, again, power systems out of religion, which is what religions really, really became. They just really were using the Christ consciousness to oppress people again, to oppress the human potential, the human co-creative potential, the human intelligence, the human intuition. This is why the word intuition is still not used anywhere. Very rarely will you hear the word intuition. It is a shame, but it's going to change dramatically on day 6. And I believe that's probably what Barbara is going to bring up, that, you know, it's not going to be a dirty word anymore, that our human self is going to become self-dependent. We will not depend on our powers, on our elected other people, or other religions, or religious leaders, political leaders, boss, corporations to tell us, or the media to tell us what to do and how to behave and how to dress and what to say and what to think. You can go on and on and on and on about how oppressed and how dictated we have been. And for a lot of people, that is almost impossible to get out of. The barriers of time-space of the third dimension that we're in is going to be lifted. There is another dimension, and that is the intuition, which is what the Mayans relied on. You know, they used that linear, non-linear dimension. Time-space is a linear dimension. However, the divine is directly connected to our highest intuition. And that is going to take precedent. So we will be getting closer and closer to this self-knowing. We will be self-dependent only. Only our own knowing will guide us. And how do you tell that to a child? Some people are on that child level where they just don't know, you know. And so they are so stuck in their own mind that it can be detrimental. This is why I would like to bring this message to you. I did not make this up. There's very little originality about this, what I'm saying, from me. Unfortunately, I am just a messenger. I'm bringing this message to you. The message came from our ancient Maya ancestors, and of course many other ancestors, the Vedic ancestors of India, the ancient Chinese ancestors, with whom I tapped into their ancient messages through my Bazi readings that I've been doing for 15 plus years. And I know we are on a schedule. Creation is on a schedule. I resonate with that message. And I don't believe that this is just some kind of a mind construct again. Yes, we are using our mind to get this message out now. But eventually, we will resonate with it from a deeper level, from our inner knowing, from our intuition. And so that's why I know maybe this message will only reach a very few. However, it is a seed that is being planted right now at the darkest moment of our fifth night. And so once we get to the sixth day, things will resonate with all of you more and more and more. It's like a wave, you know, it's reaching the shores of our consciousness. And more people will start to ride on it. In fact, we are already. I believe there is millions and millions who are already riding on that higher consciousness that is going to be the co-creative consciousness of our humanity. And then creation is done. We are done. Anyhow, I guess there were no questions or calls today. I'm sorry I missed anyone who wanted to talk, but we're running out of time fairly soon here. And I just wanted to give you a nice quote from Coleman, because he also goes into, in his last chapter, on chapter 9, he goes into the subject of the completion of the cosmic plan, which is enlightenment, and I would like to discuss that perhaps maybe with someone who is more knowledgeable about enlightenment than I am. But right now, I think we still have to work through what the mind is going to do with us. Kalaman says, as the contours of the cosmic plan become clearer, human beings are presented with a choice as to whether to attempt the climb of the cosmic pyramid. Each one of us has to make this choice individually, and it may require of us that we turn many of our most cherished notions upside down. The kind of choices that humanity makes, collectively speaking, will determine the outcome of creation on this planet. The outcome is not given. Even if the divine plan is completely predetermined at the level of consciousness, it is not predetermined to what extent human beings will choose to align their lives with its intended end result. In this, we really do have a free will. It is also a choice with temptations that look somewhat different from Westerners and Easterners. For Westerners, it is a choice whether to seek to maintain the dominance of the world inherited from the lower underworld, or to seek unity. And for Easterners, it is a choice of seeking confrontation with the West, or to seek unity. For those under the world tree, which is in the center, close to, like I said, Central Europe and Central Asia, Central Africa, for those under the world tree, the choice may be a little easier, but there too, the temptation will be strong to settle for the comfort of the planetary underworld, which is still under the control of the dualistic mind, rather than to make the final climb to the enlightened state. Of course, the choice whether to climb the cosmic pyramid is not a one-time choice. Rather, it is a choice we make little by little as the cosmic plan unfolds. The choice between unity and duality is yet to be presented to us in many forms at many times. And as an aid to clarity in making these choices, the Mayan calendar will serve as a very valuable map of the waters we need to navigate. On a deeper level, however, it seems that we will have to make the final choice of path in day 5. I believe he is wrong, not day 4, but on day or night 5, the fifth night of this galactic underworld. We are making that choice right now. I believe, at the dawn of the sixth day, we are given that choice beautifully. Are we going to get stuck in this monetary system or let it go? Just let it go, people. Anyway, we reached almost the end of our time here. Dear friends, let us finish this incredible journey in consciousness with the usual closing gratitude intent. Closing gratitude intent. I'm grateful and I know now that there is nothing that I could truly desire that is not at this very moment standing at the door of my consciousness, ready to appear in my life and affairs. I have only to be conscious of this truth, and every need is met, every problem solved, every question answered. My consciousness of the Holy High Self within is all I will ever need for all eternity. And so it is. Friends, our next show will air live on Wednesday, October 15th at 2 p.m. So please check the web pages again for details on upcoming shows. Or please visit my archives if you missed any of the previous shows. My live shows with guests are probably maybe more interesting to you. And I would like to bring in some more guests in the future. Like I mentioned, November 19th, Barbara Handclaw already agreed to be on the show again. I'm really looking forward to her interpretation of the sixth day. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Elizabeth, checking out. Until we meet again next time, have a great harvest fall. Blessed be all.